This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Kicking off the second hour of the show. The phones are open and you can join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And we're talking about what's happening in Argentina as they are facing what looks like 70% yearly inflation now. And that's a lot. That is basically hyperinflation territory. As I understand it, typically hyperinflation is designated as over 50% per year. So they're definitely there. Apparently it's the 20-year high for inflation in Argentina. And so naturally the people of Argentina are looking at other options. They know they can't trust the government because this isn't the first time the state has debased the money system there. And so now they actually have a way out, which is, of course, through cryptocurrency. Unfortunately, right after the banks, the two major banks in Argentina, the private banks, announced they were going to allow their customers to start purchasing Bitcoin, the Argentinian central bank swung in with an announcement saying, oh, no, you don't. You will not be allowed to sell cryptocurrency. In fact, no one in the country's financial sector is allowed to provide services relating to digital assets that are unregulated, which, of course, all cryptocurrency, for the most part, is unregulated. No one has to ask a government bureaucrat's permission to go start a competitor to Bitcoin. As long as you know how to program, all you got to do is copy the code and you can launch your own.
I do kind of have to wonder what they mean by regulated or unregulated, because usually all financial stuff regulated in
some
sense?
They're specifically referring to unregulated digital assets. So Monero, Bitcoin, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, these are all unregulated. There's no government agency that's over top of those things. So that's what they're referring to.
It's kind of curious, just because, like, usually I think when you have any kind of transaction, there's usually some sort of regulation, you know, in regard to it, independent of what it might be. Like, even if it's like you're using rocks or you're using laptops or you're using as the medium of exchange, there's some regulation in regards to
it. I don't know about that. I mean, there's certainly a prohibition on fraud. Right, so if you're trading rocks for laptops or whatever, and you give somebody, a laptop that wasn't as advertised, then that would be a case of fraud or something. But that doesn't mean it's quote unquote regulated.
Yeah, probably not by what they're referencing.
They're saying something along the lines of issued by regulated financial institution.
I mean, do these things have a license?
Yeah.
Then they're regulated.
And then the next question is, well, okay, does that make, you know, U.S. dollars then illegal? Because I presume the U.S. dollars aren't regulated by the Argentine, you know, government either. But I guess they're saying virtual currencies.
If they're being used by a regulated financial institution, then presumably the regulations in Argentina would allow for that.
But that's the thing, though. Then why not virtual currencies?
Because
virtual currencies are also... But this is the thing.
I get what you're saying.
If the financial institutions are doing the virtual currencies, how is it any different than, say, them doing U.S. dollars?
The difference would be they would at least be acknowledging that the dollar is a regulated financial instrument.
Which just sounds crazy to me. All right. Yeah, I mean...
It's governments being, you know, accepting towards one another, acknowledging that their financial systems are regulated and controlled and that sort of thing. And they know that crypto's outside of that.
Yes, it sort of sounds like reciprocity to me with...
That's what it is.
Yeah. Governments and
so
currency.
This also happened just after the International Monetary Fund approved a $45 billion loan to the Argentinian government gang. They say the purpose of banning cryptocurrencies is to mitigate the risk and safeguard their economic system.
Right, because it's oh so safe to have 70% of the value of your money disappearing.
The move comes, again, just after the IMF gave them $45 billion under a specific agreement that requires Argentina to discourage the use of cryptocurrencies in order to protect its financial sector. The letter of intent contains an outline of Argentina's commitments to the deal addressed with the IMF, stating, quote, "To further safeguard financial stability, we are taking important steps to discourage the use of cryptocurrencies with a view to prevent money laundering, informality, and disintermediation." Informality.
Yeah.
What does that one mean?
Well, informality is euphemism. They talk about the gray market as being the informal economy.
Ah.
And
they want to discourage that.
Yeah. And disintermediation is going around the middlemen.
Right.
You know, the people who get a cut of every move you make.
Which is, of course, the government, basically.
The government and the banks.
And others. The institution expressed that Bitcoin and other cryptos could be used by criminals for money laundering and terrorist financing. Also, as they are considered untraceable, thus they, meaning criminals or bad actors, can widely use them in drug deals, weapons financing, prostitution, etc. However, Chainalysis, a blockchain analysis firm, reports that money laundering accounted for just 0.05% of all crypto transaction volume in the year 2021.
You know, this kind of is funny, too, because if you look at what people or what, how do I say this, bad actors or criminals are using, the majority of the, you know, money laundering and all this other stuff is U.S. dollars and, you know, other dirty fiats.
Not just majority, but like super, super majority, right?
Right, right. So for you to call out cryptocurrencies for, you know, the little bit of, you know, money laundering or criminal stuff that's, you know, people are using it for. It just seems absolutely asinine.
If you want to weigh in here, you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah. Sarah? I thought she was there. Sarah going once. Sarah going twice. Well, maybe we'll try her back here in a little bit. The number is 603-283-6160. So, again, lots in the news to talk about tonight. A pretty big story coming out of Arizona for those of us that, that appreciate police accountability. I mean, I think everybody in this room is a big fan of holding police accountable by recording video.
Oh, yeah.
Of any interactions that you have personally with the police, and also complete strangers might be having with the police, and if they need some help, they need somebody to keep an eye on the situation. Before there was way in the past, there was an organization called Cop Watch. It was followed by another organization called Cop Block. There's now the Cell 411 app that nobody is working on. That you can go to getcell411.com. I, by the way, put the Matrix chat link on getcell411.com. So if you want to get into our chat room where you can interact with some of the programmers and the beta testers and things like that. Nobody, you're looking for active beta testers on this app right now, correct?
Yeah, I definitely am.
So there's a link to the Telegram chat and a link to the Matrix chat. I think both of those rooms are mixed together, so you can link over to either of those.
I believe they're bridged.
Yeah, so yeah. So check out getcell411.com. Just click on the menu up there, and you'll find the links to those up there. So we care a lot about this issue of being able to record the police, and that's why it's very disturbing to learn that now apparently in Arizona there is a new law which will charge people with a misdemeanor and put them in jail for up to 30 days if they simply record police within 8 feet.
Wow.
It's kind of interesting. On the one hand, I think this is not good. But on the other hand, 8 feet is actually pretty close.
I can't say that I've ever gotten that close when I was recording police. I generally, you know, try to stay back far enough that they can't snatch my camera.
You know what this actually honestly sounds like? It sounds almost like it protects the people who are doing cop blocking when a cop says, to move away. Because effectively, if you're not closer than 8 feet, well, the law says now it clearly defines 8 feet, no?
Well, I mean, it does say that.
Before, it was a completely arbitrary number.
You know how cops are going to be about this. They're going to say, oh, you're too close. You're under arrest. Boom.
Right.
There you go.
But
there goes your porch.
In a court, it's going to be, if you have to defend yourself in a courtroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's now,
they're
going to
take the cop's word, though, against yours.
Well, if you're not within 8 feet and you're 15 feet away,
how are you
going to
prove? I mean, how are you going to easily prove that?
Well, the video.
You should be able to tell from the video whether you're within 8 feet.
Not always.
Maybe not always.
If you're zoomed in or something like that, you'll have there'd be no way to prove that.
I don't know. If you're across the street or something like that, and the cops walk across the street,
you'll be able to. But there's. Well, let's continue the discussion here, because I'm sorry, this is not benefiting anyone but the police. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us and share your thoughts. We'll give you more details, and you can join the show. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you join us here at 603-283-6160, whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about a new law in Arizona. It's going to be restricting people's right to record the police. Now they say, you can do it. You just have to stay 8 feet away from them. Which, of course, is going to give the police even more excuses to arrest people with video cameras on the streets. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. Coming up in, what is it, less than a week? Just about a week. Coming up starting July 13th through the 16th, our very own Mark Edge is going to be in Las Vegas for Freedom Fest, which they are saying is the world's largest gathering of free minds. I'm going to call that one into question. I think the Porcupine Freedom Festival has them beat. But Freedom Fest is definitely a big event, and it is, as far as conventions go, probably the top Liberty convention on the planet. It's definitely not a festival like the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a four-day conference, and it's got big debates, world-class speakers like John Cleese will be there this year, Ben Stein, Steve Forbes, Senator Rand Paul, Glenn Beck, Spike Cohen, Justin Amash, and many more. You can go to their website, freedomfest.com, code FTL50 saves you $50, but they're going to have a film festival, social events, the trade show for Liberty. Our friends at Goldback are going to be there, I suspect. If they're, like last year, they were the top sponsor of Freedom Fest, so I imagine they're coming back this year. So go meet Mark. He's going to be talking about locating Liberty, and there's going to be a ton of different topics, as always, there at Freedom Fest. Go to freedomfest.com, and you can probably still grab a ticket at code FTL50. July 13th through the 16th, happening at the Mirage in Vegas. It's Freedom Fest 2023. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Stephen is in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Stephen.
Hey, first off, I want to do a shout-out to Chief Cripps and, Sergeant Cookie of the Port Dale Police Department. I went to court the other day for a potential probation revocation, and they played this show at court. So I just want to shout out to those guys. Yeah. And I am so happy they're doing this, because if they're doing this, they can't, you know, arrest people for smoking weed.
So hold on. What are they trying to revoke your probation over, and why did they think this show was going to help them?
So I've mentioned guns on here before.
Mm-hmm.
I've mentioned my disdain for law enforcement before. and I mentioned my disdain for law enforcement to a stranger.
Are you not allowed to have disdain for law enforcement while you're on probation in Georgia?
They seem to think that it is growing my terroristic nature.
Wait, what?
Wow.
Terroristic nature?
And I also talk about the use of marijuana. What they're not aware of is that my stepmother, who lives 5 hours away, has a medicinal marijuana cart, and I get contact highs from her edibles.
How do you get a contact high from edibles?
Yeah.
I don't want to know how that works.
But no, I do want to mention this 8-foot rule, and was it
Hold on. Before you go on to the 8-foot rule discussion, I'm still curious as to how your probation hearing went. I mean, you're not calling us from jail.
Yeah, so they did detain me because I had it's the same judge seat, but it's a new person in the seat.
Okay.
And so they're like, yeah, you can't, you're not even allowed to discuss firearms. And my attorney said, whoa, first of all, First Amendment. Second of all, he still retains his Second Amendment right. The only thing that he was found guilty of last summer was the fact that he asked a cop to eat fecal matter.
Wait. Okay, you got to back up. How is it illegal to ask a cop to eat fecal matter?
Because in the state of Georgia, some jurisdictions, you can't cuss.
Oh,
and I didn't use the words fecal matter.
Wow.
Is that illegal?
What was the charge?
I mean, is that not constitutionally protected? Isn't it only...
It should be, but what's the charge? Disorderly conduct?
No, it's cursing in public. Or It's use of profane vocabulary.
Has that not been appealed up to higher courts?
Yeah, I would think that would have already been overturned. I thought it was only community decency standards or something, and that would be really raunchy... pornographic type content or something?
So it gets a little tricky, right? Because every time somebody appeals it, they change it, right? Mm. And so at one point you couldn't cuss inside of certain jurisdictions, and then you couldn't cuss inside of certain jurisdictions in the presence of a child. And they said that I was too close to a church.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so I see what you're saying they're doing here. So once these laws get overturned as illegal, they just make a new version of the law, tweak a few words.
It forces you to appeal it, which is way
more expensive.
And then you go through the
process again, which then takes more years.
Yep.
And this is why what the Supreme Court did with the gun rules in New York and California is ultimately pointless, because all New York and California have to do is pass another law that's completely unconstitutional. And this last law that they remember the 3 weeks ago, there's been this huge hubbub about, oh my God, the Supreme Court upheld gun rights. Well, yeah, they did, but all New York's going to do is just pass more restrictions, and this last thing that got overturned was 100 years old. It took them 100 years to hear that, case and actually overturn that that law.
Yeah, and New York has already come up with a thing. My understanding is now that when you're applying for a carry license, you have to turn over your social media accounts.
3 years of it. That's a minimum.
Wow.
So you can just go make an account.
I mean, this always amazes me. Is that not compelled speech?
It's
like,
crazy.
How is compelling speech, I mean...
It's a compelled deal with a private company. You
have
to go have an account with a private company.
It seems like it would be unconstitutional under the First Amendment.
It is.
How can... But don't you have the right to remain silent?
Like, yeah, but now you have to take a court case up and then go all the way to the Supreme Court in order to overturn this one. So, all right, what else, Stephen? What do you want to say about Arizona and their ban on filming police within 8 feet?
So, something to keep in mind, most states have most of the same laws. So, and they're changed just ever so slightly, but it's not a big thing. It's not abortion or gun rights or something that everyone pays attention to. They've all got basically the same law, and Georgia has one of that here.
Really?
But here's the thing. The courts have ruled that if the officer is interacting with you and he's got a body camera on, now it doesn't matter because he's filming you.
Mm.
If he's not interacting with you, then you could have some potential issues.
I see.
But there was a case that went forth in Fulton County. I don't think it was City of Atlanta, but it was Fulton County. And the guy got off because he was able to convince a jury of his peers that he doesn't have depth perception.
That is interesting. Thanks for sharing tonight,
Stephen. That's deep.
I appreciate hearing from you. So let's get into a little bit of the detail here about this story. TheGuardian.com has it. It's a new law in Arizona that bans people from taking close-range recordings of police, ostensibly to prevent them from getting too close to potentially violent encounters. So it's all to keep you safe with a camera.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's not to keep the cops safe?
That's actually what it is.
Oh, okay.
But they're not going to admit that. They want to make it sound like it's for the people, right? Though some critics have described it as a threat to the First Amendment, and I got to agree with those critics. We'll tell you more about what they're talking about here, and your thoughts are welcome as well on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Biden administration will send its 15th aid package to Ukraine. That means U.S. taxpayers have provided more than $7 billion since the beginning of Russia's invasion. A defense official telling CNBC the U.S. coordinated a $400 million weapons package with Ukrainian officials. Before heading off to his Delaware beach house on Friday, President Biden took some time to praise the men and women of the CIA.
To have the best possible information provided, most capable, reliable intelligence community in the world. And again, not hyperbole. You are clearly the best in the whole world.
Visiting its headquarters in Northern Virginia, Biden calling the agency the bedrock of America's national security. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is reacting to the news of an assassination of a country's prime minister.
Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is dead, shot with a homemade gun during a campaign speech. During a press conference, President Biden speaks on how shocking it is because gun violence is extremely rare in Japan.
This hasn't happened in Japan in decades and decades. I'm told we'll go all the way back to the late 30s, the mid-30s.
Abe was a popular leader and became the country's longest prime minister. Investigators say the suspect arrested at the scene told them he was unhappy with Japan's former prime minister and intended to kill him. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Twitter's board says it will pursue legal action after Elon Musk said he is seeking to terminate their $44 billion deal. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited if you want to join in here talking about holding the police accountable. And yeah, I mean, it can be done from more than 8 feet away, but the whole point of what they're doing in Arizona and passing a law to actually prohibit people from getting closer than 8 feet to law enforcement with a video camera, meaning the individual who's getting closer has a video camera. They're saying that is now going to be a misdemeanor and arrestable crime in Arizona. They're not doing that to protect people. They're doing that to protect the cops. They want to keep them as unaccountable as possible, and in some cases, getting closer to the action may be beneficial to the person with the camera for whatever reason they decide they want to take that risk. And I think most people who are doing cop watch or cop block or whatever you want to call it, holding police accountable with video, they understand that these are dangerous animals they're dealing with. And you know if you get too close to a rabid dog, it could lash out at you.
Or a rabid swine.
Indeed. And so you know the risks that you're involved in. And that said, here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we've had a long history of holding police accountable and recording video, they're pretty used to the fact that we're going to be around in certain instances, and they tend to behave on a fairly respectful and or professional basis when people with video cameras are around. So I have been within 8 feet of a police officer on multiple occasions. Most of the time, they only really get nervous if you're behind them. Cops don't like it when you're behind them.
Yeah.
They can't see you, and they don't know if you're going to, you know, pull a knife or something like that. That's what they think, right? Like, they're paranoid about what could happen to them. So, for instance, there was a probation officer was in the house the other day for their first visit, because after I had my ankle monitor removed, they gave me a different probation officer, because the previous one I had only dealt with the people that have the monitors.
Oh, interesting.
So my new officer came in. She brought her supervisor with her, which I'm sure was done, you know, on purpose so she could have backup if she needed it, you know, in the case that something went wrong or whatever. But I noticed that she would never allow me to allow her to go first up or down the stairs or into any room. So,
out of curiosity, so is this in your abode?
Yeah.
They come to you?
She did a walkthrough in that case. And they don't normally come by very often, but it was her first week on as my probation officer,
sure.
So she wanted to learn what the house looked like, because I have to take pictures in the house every single day under my new bail conditions to show them that I'm at home on a daily basis. And so that ostensibly would be one of the reasons for the visit. And secondly, they can do that if they want to, right?
Right.
Under their rules and their supervision. But, you know, I'd asked her, like I would do with anybody who was a guest in my home, I offered them to go down the stairs first, or her, because the other guy stayed downstairs the whole time. And then she did not go down the stairs first. She insisted that I go down the stairs first. And again, that's a thing with cops. They don't like to somebody behind their back. I get that concern, right? Like, that's a legitimate concern on their part.
I don't tend to turn my back on them either.
Yeah, it's definitely not a wise move. Let's shoot you in the back.
If you're just a person with a video camera, then, you know, you should be able to get close to the police as long as you're willing to take that risk. And you should understand they are violent people, and they may turn on you, and they may come up. They may cook up some reason to arrest you, even though you weren't the person who they pulled over, even though you just happened to be on the, you know, side of the road or walking down the street and you saw something happening. You pull out your video camera and you are, you know, recording a scene. You don't have anything to do with the actual interaction between the victim and the police. But they may decide to make you their victim. And that's my main concern with this new law, is it allows them more leeway to target people and claim that they were, oh, you were within 8 feet, so I get to arrest you now. The new law prohibits anyone, this is according to TheGuardian.com, anyone within 8 feet of law enforcement officers from recording police activity. Violators will face a misdemeanor charge and up to 30 days in jail, though only after ignoring a verbal warning. The bill does include some exceptions. A person is allowed to record if they are the one being questioned by a police officer.
See, I wondered about that because...
if you're in your car, what are you going to do? Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what I would do if it didn't have that exception is say, oh, I'm sorry, you can't be within 8 feet of me.
Step
because
back.
You're going to have to step back because I'm recording you.
there's also an exception specifically for people who are occupants of a vehicle during a traffic stop, or if they're in a structure on private property where law enforcement activity is occurring. So if a cop comes into the same room with you in your house or something, then there sounds like there's an exception for that. But if you're just a cop block person on the streets and you come across a scene, then they're going to arrest you if they determine that you are too close to them. The new law will take effect in September of this year. Arizona State Rep. John Kavanaugh, who sponsored the bill, said the new law was meant... Oh, he's actually saying here it was meant to protect law enforcement. So he's not even trying to pretend like this is for the person with the video
camera. For the
public
good, yeah.
Protect law enforcement from harm or distraction while conducting their job. First Amendment advocates have condemned the bill as unconstitutional, vague, and giving police disproportionate discretion to enforce. Dan Barr, who's a constitutional attorney, said in an interview, quote, members of the public have a First Amendment right to video police in public places, and what this tries to do is discourage people from doing that, unquote.
It does, you know, it does enable them to tell you and sort of not be lying to you either that it's illegal to film.
Yeah, that's true.
It's still
and you
misleading.
They're not going to give you all the details.
Right. It's still misleading and manipulative of a cop to do that.
And that's what you should expect from
them. And they'll probably tell you that anyway, but even if it's not illegal, but...
A previous bill, by the way, which didn't pass, would have banned anyone within 15 feet of police from recording, so they actually lowered it to 8. Over a dozen news, photography, and First Amendment advocacy organizations publicly opposed it, filing an official objection in February that it, quote, violates not only the free speech and press clauses of the First Amendment, but also runs counter to the clearly established right to photograph and record police officers performing their official duties in a public place.
You know what I think would have been better is, some sort of amendment to what is it? What would they try to charge you with otherwise?
To abolish the government?
No, they would charge you. Well, that would be even better maybe, but no, interference. They're going to charge you with some sort of interfering with an investigation. All right, and amending that to clarify how close you can get before they can charge you with that, I think would be probably better than the way they went about it. Because they already have something that they can charge you with, potentially. So,
yeah, I don't know what all the details are on what they would have to prove for an interference.
I don't know either.
With an investigation, but I don't think they're going to be able to say that generally having a video camera is interfering with something. Even though the cops might want to try to...
I mean, it's a good question.
That, again, wouldn't stop the police from going ahead and trying to charge you with it and then seeing if you'll take a guilty plea or something like that, because there's no skin off their back if the charges get dropped later. A lot of times all they want to do is just get you out of the way. So they will just charge you with some BS, put handcuffs on you, process you down at the station. Now you're out of the scene.
Right.
You cannot record.
Because there's no consequences for it. And they've already achieved their objective of getting rid of you, removing you from what they don't want you to film.
Well, and that doesn't just get applied when it comes to filming. We know jury rights activists, for instance, like Julian Hoechlin.
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace, by the way. Julian Hoechlin was targeted many times at courthouses, specifically federal ones, for handing out jury nullification information. And they never followed through with charges on him. They would just arrest him, process him, and then cut him loose after it was too late to do any more jury outreach for the day, and then call it a day, and then that was it, and then he'd come back later and do it again, and they'd just go through the process all over again. And he would never, countersue them, I guess. So
yeah, you would think that would be some sort of abuse, abuse of process or something he could have probably responded with. But I don't know these are weird questions. But yeah, I suspect you might have been able to try. Now, whether it was worth it or not,
You can find an attorney that wants to make the case.
Unfortunately, the system is rigged against the public. It's not rigged in the public's favor. It's not rigged for the public safety.
It's
literally rigged against you for the benefit of
the cops.
A minority. Yeah.
And that's exactly what this 8-foot law is going to do. It's absolutely going to give the police the excuse to arrest more camera people. And then, that wasn't within 8 feet. Well, tell it to the judge.
Yep.
And then maybe your footage will have been filmed in a way where you can make the argument, but not always.
This is certainly true.
Not always. There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. If you want to join the show, you can bring up whatever you want. On the way here tonight, Chris has a story about Library. It is the open source video or media sharing protocol. But is it legal? It's Free Talk.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here and you can join us. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about holding the police accountable, and sometimes there are circumstances in which you might want to get closer than 8 feet to those rabid animals. You want to take that risk. You should be free to do that. But now in Arizona, they're going to arrest you if they think you're within 8 feet. And of course, no one's going to throw down a yardstick just to make sure. It's just going to be their opinion about how close you were, and unless you can somehow prove that the cop's lying about how close you were, you're going to go to jail in Arizona if they say you're too close for their comfort. So if you want to weigh in here, you can join us at 603-283-6160. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Freedom's Phoenix. It is a great website to go to if you want to get the latest news headlines with a pro-freedom perspective. They have coverage of economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You can get all those headlines from today in one place and over at freedomsphoenix.com is where you can do that. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. Ian Nobody and Chris in the studio tonight. Let's go to the phones here. Major Payne is on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, Ian. You're going to get a kick out of the first one. The second one's a little more serious. Okay. But as far as this Arizona deal,
yeah.
I think the cops would probably use you as a measuring rod. If you smack you in the head and you fall down and hit a cop, well, you were 6 feet away. Right?
There you go.
All right, so over here during the Independence Day celebrations, Traverse City has a cherry festival to, promote the cherry crop and whatnot.
Okay.
Well, the Michigan State Police set up a recruitment tent over there at the festival. Somebody stole it in the middle of the night Sunday.
The tent? They stole the recruitment tent.
They stole the State Police recruitment tent.
Wow.
Whoa. I knew you guys would get a hoot out of that one.
All right.
That's fun.
All right. Now, the other one, this was a tidbit that was broke by Reuters here about 3 days ago, I guess. And I want to preface this by saying that during Trump's administration, he topped off the Strategic Oil Reserve at a cost of $37 a barrel. All right? Biden's giving this stuff away from like candy. This was broke by Reuters 3 days ago. Some of our oil has gone to China. Some have gone to India. A good bit to Great Britain. And this was supposed to be bumped out of the reserves to give us a price break. And it's
surprise.
Going to the Chinese.
Yeah, not a surprise at all. Right? Yeah. Political games will be played whenever they can be.
And the oil that went to China actually went to a company that Hunter Biden was an investor in.
Surprise, surprise.
Isn't that special?
Thank you, Major, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. Did you guys see the video of Biden reading the teleprompter prompts recently? He's done this more than once.
Yeah, he read, like, end of quote.
Yeah, it was like, end of quote, read it again, or something like that.
Yeah.
So, like, he was supposed to read the quote a second time, but then he just read the instructions and then moved on. And in the background of the video, of course, you know, they've always got other people behind them or whatever. So Kamala Harris is in the background, and she is stone-faced the whole time. She doesn't let on that she's noticed what's going on. But the other guy in the video, you can tell he heard the gaffe, and he kind of changes his face in reaction to it. It's a pretty entertaining one. It's going around on social media right now.
Wow.
All right, so again, the number if you want to join us here at 603-283-6160. Chris, I know you wanted to talk about library again tonight. It's an issue, a company that has come up many times. We're a supporter here on Free Talk Live. We've been on board with library since, I don't know, 2016, 2017, somewhere in that range, promoting Free Talk Live. We were one of the first shows to be available on the library platform. They invited us to join them on their new platform, Odyssey. I'm sorry, did I call library a platform? Library is not a platform. It is
protocol.
A protocol. And the difference between a platform and a protocol is what?
Well, a platform is generally an implementation of one or more protocols.
It'd be like a website, I think, is kind of usually the best way to describe a platform.
Usually,
or a server that you're connecting to with some sort of client.
And that server or client is running these different protocols or able to access certain protocols. Of course, the most common one is HTTP. The P there stands for protocol. There are other protocols that are in use on the Internet. But basically, the idea with a protocol is it's open. Anyone can use the technology. And they could use that technology on their platform.
Mm-hmm.
But the platform is centralized to some extent, usually. And so the person who's running that platform or the company running that platform can have some decision-making ability as to whether or not they want to allow certain content on there. So, for instance, Odyssey, which we talk about a lot here on Free Talk Live, is a platform that was created by some of the people that worked for Library. That's what Odyssey is. They're kind of related tangentially in that way. Library came first, though. Library started several years ago as a protocol for sharing media online. And basically what Library does that's so brilliant and was so needed at the time is, yeah, you could share media prior to Library. There was, you know, Napster, and there was LimeWire, and there was Torrents, and, you know, there's so many different options out there for sharing things, but there was never, until Library, a decentralized way to index or to track what is available or to search for what is available. And so that's what Library brought to the table. They used blockchain technology to do this. So you can upload a piece of media to Library. It could be audio, could be video, could be a PDF, could be something else, a JPEG or whatever. You could make it like a blog post on Library. So all kinds of different media. You upload that media to it, and then it's available in a search through whatever system they're using, this protocol or whatever, to search this blockchain. And it's completely uncensorable because it's decentralized as far as the hosting.
So I believe, as I understand it, Library, you can't delete something from Library, but the search can be censored because that's still centralized. For Library,
but I think
and
anyone
for,
could search the blockchain.
Odyssey.
Yeah, if the blockchain is public, then anybody could look at that data and search it
anyway. But I believe the library application that the search is based on can be censored. But that doesn't mean that the content
that that's running it could, sure.
That it uses for the search can be. But yeah. The content on it, even if they censored it within the results, it can't be censored in the sense you will still be able to access content.
Yeah.
So.
And I'll say this. Odyssey is much more likely to have those restrictions because it is a truly centralized platform. They're less restrictive than places like YouTube, but for instance,
on Odyssey, though, is linked to the library blockchain, so you could still access it even if Odyssey decided to delete it
That's what I was going to give you an example of.
Oh, okay.
Recently, there was one of the shootings. It was the Buffalo shooting where the person did a live stream of that shooting. That video is on Library. And it was also on Odyssey. Like, you could find it.
Yep.
But it was only one or two versions were there. Mm-hmm. But when you searched for it on Library, there were myriad different options. So there was definitely some kind of censoring going on Odyssey to stop that from being available.
Well, I mean, this is the great thing about Library, right? Mm-hmm. Even if one platform is using it and wants to censor something, that doesn't necessarily mean it's completely censored. You know, somebody else can build their own platform based on Library and have, you know, similar or identical or, you know, different results depending on, you know, what they, you know, might want to censor or not censor, or if they don't want to censor anything, well, they might have legal trouble, but get what I'm saying.
So one of the things they're doing differently is, yeah, you can go and download torrents through all kinds of centralized torrent websites where you can search for things or whatever. And so you've always been able to search torrents through third-party websites. But this does something different in that it puts that searchable information in a way, you know, that's organized on a blockchain that anybody can access.
It's way better than YouTube from a freedom standpoint, for sure.
But that's why, of course, the federal government is targeting them, and I think you have a story about that tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually have an interesting story. So normally we bring in stories, and it's, you know, most of the sources are kind of garbage, I guess is kind of the way I like to phrase it. Like, the reporting's usually not that good.
Okay.
What's interesting about this story, actually, is this is from the National Law Review.
Okay. Lawyers.
Though. Right, exactly. Okay. So, I mean, you got to keep that in mind that I don't know if they're experts on this or anything, but it's still a different perspective. So, basically, the story is Securities and Exchange Commission versus Library, and is your crypto project illegal? ?
We'll find out what they think coming up here in moments, and you're welcome to weigh in as well. Hour number three is on the way here, and the number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. The phones are open for you. 603-283-6160. Join us. Hour three next. Free Talk Live.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.